Good afternoon. I apologize that I'm a minute or two late. We're going to pick up today in Siman Aleph, and we are up to Halacha Vav. So remember again, the Shulchan Aruch yesterday introduced us to the idea of Karbanos. So to continue on that theme in Sif Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, Parshas HaKarbanos, Lo Yomer Ela Bayom. One should only recite the Parshas of Karbanos by day. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this Bayom. Why only Parshas of Karbanos by day? De'inar Karbanos Krevim Ela Bayom. Very simply, because offering sacrifices, Karbanos, are only offered by day. Remember, in the Beis HaMikdash, the only thing that was done at night was the Haktaras Emurin, was the burning over of the leftover limbs and the leftover fats. There were no official Karbanos that were brought at night. Therefore, again, because the recitation of Karbanos is in lieu of the actual sacrificing of Karbanos, therefore it's done at the same time of day and not recited at night. But again, the parasha of the Kiyor, which is the section that discusses the Kohanim washing their hands and feet, Trumas Hadesh, and the taking out of the ash, those things one could recite even before daybreak, because those were items, those were practices that were done even before daybreak. But at the end of the day, if a person doesn't have time to recite their Karbanos by day, one could go ahead and recite it at night as well. And if one has to stand up for Karbanos, we'll see that later. So actually, we'll see this in just a little bit in the next Mishnah Berurah, the next actually Sif in Shulchan Aruch, that if you look in some Siddurim, after the Karbanos, there is a printed Yehi Ratzon. Literally like Yehi Ratzon, it should be Yehi Ratzon Baruch Hu, as if I offered up Karban so-and-so. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one does not say the Yehi Ratzon, the in Karban Nidava Babahem, Avala Parshios, Ein hefsed la'omer kekorei batora. See, interestingly enough, we know that on Shabbos, the only offerings, only sacrifices that are brought on Shabbos are Karbanos Tzibor. So for example, we bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, the morning communal sacrifice, the afternoon communal sacrifice, and on Shabbos, of course, there is a Karban Musaf as well. But if, let's say, I committed an Aveira, I have to bring a Chatos, or bring some other type of Karban, so one does not bring that on Shabbos, which then raises an interesting question as to whether or not one should recite Karbanos on Shabbos or not. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we still say Karbanos on Shabbos, because again, although it doesn't have, let's say, fulfill the role of serving in lieu of offering Karbanos, but at the end of the day, it's still like learning Torah. Umikol makom im hu ben Torah mutav yoser sheyasok b'parsha diyoma. See, interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says that if someone is a Tam Tchachim and somebody is a learner, so to speak, mu ben Torah, so the Mishnah Berurah suggests that perhaps a person would be better served using their time to learn other things rather than spend the time to go ahead and recite Karbanos. But the truth is, many other halachic opinions disagree with the Mishnah Berurah statement here and say that essentially Karbanos are part of Seder HaTefillah, they're part of the order of prayer, and therefore by definition one should go ahead and recite Karbanos even on Shabbos, which then leads to the Mishnah Berurah's next statement of Mishahu Avel Lo Yomar Parshas HaKarbanos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that someone who is in Avel, someone who is in mourning, and this specifically refers to Shiva, where there is an Isser of Talmud Torah, there's a prohibition to learn Torah during Shiva. So the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not recite Karbanos during Shiva. So the Mishnah Berurah's logic over here is that since Karbanos are also a quasi-Talmud Torah, therefore, because an Avil is not permitted to learn Torah, an Avil shouldn't say Karbanos. Again, the Geshra Chaim and others bring down that contemporarily we don't paskin this way, because we assume that Karbanos today are part of Seder HaTfilah. Yes, it's true that when you say Karbanos, it's as if you're offering the Karbanos themselves. And it's true that even if it's not like you're offering the Karbanos, it's like you're learning Torah, but at the end of the day, they have now become part of Seder HaTfilah. They have become part of the order of prayer, and therefore Lamaisa, even in Avel, even someone in mourning in Shiva will still go ahead and recite Karbanos. Let's go back up top to Sif Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Kishe Yisayin Parshas Ha'Ola Yomar Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Shehi Yezeh Chashuv U'Mekubal Ki Leikrafti Ola. So when a person goes in and finishes Parshas Ha'Ola, he should say a Yehi Ratzon. Remember again, Ola is the Karban that is totally burnt up on the Mizbeach. So a person should say a Yehi Ratzon, and the Yehi Ratzon should say that this recitation should be considered and be accepted before you HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if if I offered a carbon ola, the kach yomer arshcha achar parshas hamincha vashlamim, and one should also say similarly hiratzon after the mincha and after the shlamim. Remember, the mincha is the meal offering. This week's parasha, shlamim are the karbanos that are offered. Part of it is burned on the mizbeach, part of it given to the kohanim, and part of it consumed by the owners of the karban. One should recite hiratzon after each of these mipnei shehem abayim b'nedava, because each of these karbanos ultimately could be brought as a voluntary offering. So because they can be brought as a voluntary offering, the Shulchan Aruch suggests that we should go ahead and we should recite a Yehi Ratzon that says, Kaddish Baruch, which should be that this recitation should be counted as if I've actually offered up this karban. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkan Yud Ches, writes the Mishnah Brura, Ban Ben Adava, Aval Achar Parsha Sachatas Lo Yomarkim. But the Mishnah Brura says that, for example, after the Parsha of Chatos, the section detailing the karban Chatos, which is brought, remember, Chatos is brought if someone went ahead and accidentally violated an Avera, that had he done it intentionally, would carry with it a Chiyuv Misa, you bring a karban Chatos. So the Mishnah Brura posits that after a chatos, there is no Yehi Ratzon. Why? Lefi she'ena ba'a nedava. Because you can't bring a karban chatos as a nedava, as a gift or a voluntary offering. So the Mishnah Brura seems to feel that at the end of the day, and this is really what the Shulchan Aruch was saying as well, that you could only say this Yehi Ratzon, it should be counted for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if I offered this karban, only by karbanos that could be brought voluntarily. But by karbanos that are obligatory offerings, one cannot say the yiratzon, ela imkein avar avera shechayavim alav chatos, v'chein asham v'asham talui. So the Mishnah Brura said something very interesting. However, let's say I did something, chas v'shalom, that I committed an avera, chas v'shalom, that would carry with it, had I done it, I did it unintentionally, but had I done it intentionally, would have carried a chiyuv misa. So now let's say I know that I'm chayiv a karban chatos. So the Mishnah Brura suggests that when I say the parsha of chatos the next day, I should add in a Yehi Ratzon that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that I did something wrong, and this recitation of the section, the psukim of Chatos, should be as if I offered up the Karban Chatos. V'achronin kosvu b'shtein rashal, v'yeshlomar af la'achar chatos v'ashem yiratzon, rak shiyomar b'lashon safek. So the Mishnah Brura says, quoting the Marshal, that others explain that no, you should say the Yehi Ratzon even after the Chatos and Asham sections, but rather you should say it what he calls Balashon Safek. Lashon Safek means what? He says, Dehainu, Yiratzon Lofanecha, Imavarti Avera Shechayavim Ala Chatos, Shiyihia Zen Nechshav Kilografti Chatos, Vimlav Yihia Kikore Batora. See, interestingly enough, so the Mishnah Brura writes, and this is, you'll find this printed in many Siddurim, that for certain karbanos we say, Yiratzon Kili Krafti so and so. Should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if I offered up this karban. That phraseology, that verbiage is used by karbanos that could be brought voluntarily. But by certain karbanos that could only be brought, let's say if I did something wrong or for a particular circumstance, like a karban chatos, so there the verbiage of the Yiratzon is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I did something that should make me chayiv a chatos, then this recitation should take the place of that chatos. So that's what's called belashon suffix. So I'm not saying definitively this should count as a chatos, but rather if I did anything that ultimately would require a chatos, that this carbon ultimately should be counted. So some siddurim have these yihiratzons. You'll find them again after the parsha of the Tamid, and after the different sections in Ezehu Makoman, and some do not. So the Mishnah Brura seems to say that this is a praiseworthy thing. First of all, it happens to be a good idea to say the Hiratzon, because I think it really drives the point home about what the role of karbanos actually are. That it's not just simply saying some word, it's not just simply saying some psukim, it's not just simply like Talmud Torah, but literally we have the beautiful opportunity each and every morning to be makriv karbanos. We have the ability literally to offer karbanos each and every day u'neshama parm svasenu, through what it is that we say. And when you say that Yehi Ratzon, you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this recitation that I just said should be like I just brought the chatos, an ola, an asham, a todah. It's an incredible and beautiful opportunity. Let's go back up to the... So the Mishnah Brura continues a little bit with the Shita of the Magen Avram, which we're not gonna focus on too much today. So let's go back up top to the Shulchan Aruch. So Sif Ches, Yomar, ima karbanos pasuk v'shachato so al yarech hamizbeach tzifon lifnei Hashem. So the mechaber the shukmar paskin that along with saying karbanos, you should also insert the phrase of v'shachat oso. You shall go ahead and slaughter it al yarech hamizbeach tzifon lifnei Hashem on the northern corner of the mizbeach before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So what's happening over here? So look at the Mishnah Berura. The Mishnah Berura says ima karbanos ukehayom. Noagin lo omro achar parshas atamid. If you notice, again in Siddurim, this particular phrase is recited right after we recite the section of the Tamid, the daily communal offering. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Chaf says, Veshachat also, the Issa b'medrash, dechol mi sheomer pasuk zeh. Whoever, the Medrash writes, whoever says this pasuk of Veshachat also, al yarech hamizbeach tzafon lifnei Hashem, whoever says that pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher Akedas Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes in and brings up the memory and the merit of Akedas Yitzchak for this individual. So if you're following along in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, so he says something very beautiful here. It's in note 38. He says, Ubitam hadavar. Now, what's the logic? What's the logic of this? Now, he's going to explain, they're going to explain two things in this paragraph. Number one, the meaning of this pasuk, and number two, why dafka it is recited after the Karban Tamas. He writes, Ubitam hadavar. Isa betana de Beilio, it quotes the Medrash. Listen to how beautiful this is. Sheba osa hayom sha'akad Avram es Yitzchak beno agabi hamizbeach. On the very day that Avram Avinu bound Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, ready to offer him up as a karban, hiskin HaKadosh Baruch Hu shnei kivasim. In the merit of Avram Avinu's willingness to offer up his son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram Avinu's children the merit of bringing two lambs each and every day. Those are the karbanos sibor, the tamid shal shachar, the morning communal offering, the tamid shal bein abayim, the afternoon communal offering. Echad shal shachris, the echad shal bein abayim. The kol kach lam. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this? Listen to how beautiful this is. Shebeshah she Yisrael ma'alin tamid al gabi hamizbech. The Korin Hamikra Hazet Safona Lifnei Hashem, because ultimately, again, when Klal Yisrael offers up the Karban Tamid on the Mizbeach, and again, remember, with the Karban, they would recite these psukim of that you're supposed to slaughter it on the northern corner of the Mizbeach. Zocher Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Akedas Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers for us the merit of Akedas Yitzchak Ulafichach Shaykh Pasuk Zeh LeKarban HaTamid. Therefore, ultimately, again, this Pasuk is Shach Tetamas. So what he's explaining over here, based on Tana de Be'elio, is that it was in the merit of Akedas Yitzchak that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and gave us Karbanos, specifically Karbanos Tzibor. Therefore, again, this particular Pasuk, which is talking about over here, I mean, this pasuk is not just limited to the karban, to the karban tamid, but rather again, it's a statement in general about karbanos, that karbanos are shechted again for the most part on the northern corner of the mizbeach, but because again, karbanos in their essence are a result, are a reward of the fact that Avraham Avinu was willing to sacrifice his son. Therefore, every single time we say, therefore again, we go ahead and recite this pasuk after the section of the karban tamid, and it's after that section, it's by the recitation of that pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminded and ultimately invokes the schus of Akedas Yitzchak for us. Let's finish the simen with Sif Tes. Yesh Noagin, back up in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Noagin, Lomar Parshas Akir. So there are those who have the custom to go ahead and recite Parshas Akir. Remember, Parshas Akir is the section that details the fact that when the Kohanim would come to the Beis HaMikdash, so already this is already from the Mishkan, they'd have to do ahead Netilas Adayim V'Raglayim. They'd have to wash their hands and feet prior to going in and coming into the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. So some say the Parshas Akir, the Achar Kach Parshas Trumas Hadeshen, and then of course there's also the section of Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is the removal of the ash. We had it in last week's Parsha, the removal of the ash from the Mizbeach to a place outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Achar Kach Parshas HaTamid, then one recites the Tamid, the Achar Kach Parshas Mizbeach Miktar Kitores, uParshas Samani HaKitores Vasiyaso. So what the Mechaber over here is trying to tell us is that some have the minog not just to say karbanos, but to actually go ahead and recite karbanos in the particular order in which they were performed. In which case, the first thing you would do is, if you were a kohen, you'd wash your hands and feet. That's the parshas kiyor. After that, you would remove the ash from the mizbeach. That's chumas hadeshen. After that, you would offer up the tamid shel shachar, the morning communal sacrifice. That's parshas atamid. And then afterwards would be the ketores offering. And that's mizbach miktar ketores and parshas samaniyak ketores vasiyaso. And then, of course, the shulchan aruch doesn't say this, but it's understood that immediately after that comes the section of Ezu Mekomon, because Ezu Mekomon discusses all of the other karbanos. So I'll say this concludes Simen Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. We should hope that in the merit of learning about karbanos, and the truth is, just because we have a moment, it's very important to understand that karbanos kind of have been relegated to a secondary importance in the course of davening, being that we don't have all that much time to daven to begin with, but karbanos really, you know, they just don't get said. And what we see from these halachas is how important it is to say karbanos each and every day, because literally gives us an opportunity, first of all, to connect to the Beis HaMikdash, and on a more utilitarian level, it gives us the opportunity, mamish, to be makriv karbanos. So we should hope that in the merit of Miras Hashem, of learning about the karbanos, appreciating their karbanos and davening, and halavai, be makabal upon ourselves to say them, but not just say them, but say them bekavana, that in Miras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see fit to give us back the Beis HaMikdash, and karbanos should no longer be something that we just simply say, but something that we have the schus to do as well. So we'll stop over here. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow afternoon, 12 o'clock, we begin with Simen Beis. Have a wonderful day.